The information presented is for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed are not necessarily the opinions of any Daikin company. This information should not be confused for accounting, legal, medical, or other professional advice. Please seek advice from a qualified professional for any specific questions.
It's actually a very safe refrigerant. Daikin wants to be involved in the community.
Making another touch point to build my brand.
So the first question we ask everyone is, welcome to the Accelerated HVAC Success Program. My name is Ben Middleton. I'm the National Sales Training Manager for the Goodman, Amana, and Daikin brands. Today we are at Daikin Park, and I am joined with Rick Couples. He's the Senior Managing Director over at GoodLeap. Rick, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Ben. It's a pleasure.
So, Rick, the first question I ask everybody that comes on the show, how in the world did you get into the HVAC industry?
Well, I was born in it.
Okay.
Eventually. So I didn't have a choice. It was a family business. My grandfather started the first heat and air business in my hometown, and all my family's in the industry, et cetera. So I was born into the business. When I was old enough to hold a tool, I was on the truck with my grandfather.
Okay. And so now you're with GoodLeap. Tell us kind of your journey going from going out there with your grandfather, holding the tool, to being at GoodLeap today.
Oh, well, I was a contractor for many years. Mm-hmm. You know, worked even as a teenager in refrigeration and HVAC. You know, when I wasn't in school, I was on a service truck, or I was installing ductwork, or I was installing all the things, right? All the things that mm-hmm. we all love about this industry, really. And evolved into manufacturing and distribution for a little while, worked at a few stints, mm-hmm. Gave me a different perspective of the industry, really, of going from a contractor side and going to essentially moving boxes, right? And giving the contractors a product, but it gave me a different level of understanding what the contractors actually do with the product. Mm. So became very successful doing that, worked my way up to, you know, sales manager, district sales, all these different things. Went from that, went back into contracting for a little bit, thought, well, I'll give it another little spot. And then I realized why I left contracting was mainly, you know, I prefer to deal with contractors themselves versus the homeowner side of things, right? So, and because contractors really need somebody, and, you know, as an adversary for them, that understands the business, that understands what they go through, and provide a service or a product to them that can help them impact their business in a positive manner. All right, so then I got into that and got a call from a friend of mine that's been in the industry that I've known for years and other aspects of it, and showed me what they had at GoodLeap. And I was like, wow, this is a really, really interesting finance product that could really change things in my eyes. So I went from distribution into finance. So still in the industry with a lot of different aspects in the industry.
Yeah.
Ben,
so lots of experience. You know, you and I have probably heard from many contractors, you know, hey, all my customers pay cash.
Well, yes.
And what would you have to say to that contractor that maybe is listening to us right now and about to hit the, you know, the pause button or jump to the next video that's out there, or the next podcast? What would you say to that contractor right now that's thinking, I don't need financing, all my customers pay cash?
I would say you're correct, and to a certain point. The reason why all your customers pay you cash is that's the only option you give them. Mm. It's about options, you know, and throughout all the years in the industry, we've taught contractors how to offer multiple options on systems or replacements or repairs, but very few of them really understood that they need to give them different payment options. Mm. You know, it's more of they always said, here's the price, and then usually say, well, I take cash, or they'll usually say nothing and let the homeowner figure out how to pay.
Yeah.
Versus when you come in and say, hey, we have these options to help you get what you need. And that really changes the whole dynamic in the home.
You know, the other kind of comments that I've heard, and I'm sure you've heard them too, is, well, my customers love putting these on their credit card because they get points.
Yes, we've heard that as well many, many times.
Yes.
And even as a former contractor offering, you know, financing as a payment solution, I've had homeowners come say, I'd rather put that on X whatever credit card they have, because I like to do the points and then I'll pay it off. Which, I mean, that's fine, right? You're capturing the sale, the homeowner's happy, but you still lead with options.
Mm-hmm.
Still lead with that option. The same way you lead with options with everything else that you offer a homeowner. I mean, if you think about a homeowner is buying, what do you say, their buy-in mentality, everybody has options. When you go to a car dealership, you see a bunch of options. When you go to a store, you know, a retail store, a clothing store, a grocery store, there's tons of options. So the buyers are already looking at options. So sometimes we get, as contractors, we get very narrow-minded. And what we do when we put ourselves in their shoes and we don't offer options, right? Versus whether it's product options, whether it's payment options, it still comes down to one key word, right? Options. Homeowners like options.
I think you are absolutely spot on there. And, you know, just going back to the credit card, if you don't offer financing, that customer is going to pay 26% interest if they don't pay it off the next month. If they have the cash in the bank and they're thinking, yeah, I'll put it on my credit card and it'll give me 30 days because I don't want to pay any interest, now they're going to be worried about, okay, how much money do I actually have in savings? And so it's going to limit their ability to be able to purchase everything that they might want in a system. And most people really don't like to tell their HVAC contractor, I can't afford this.
Well, you're 100% correct. You know, that is always, and with any aspect of this business, it always comes down to probably the most uncomfortable situation is how do we pay?
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
So in that same aspect, when they lead with payments, they give them a monthly payment. You'd be surprised the homeowners that don't realize that they can actually finance that HVAC system.
Right.
They don't realize that.
They don't know.
You know, so with the contractors going to that home, right, and they say, hey, we have payment options to help you get what you need, and these are the options that we have in place. 9 out of 10 homeowners that I've seen, or maybe even less than that now, you know, but previously, most of them didn't realize, you mean I can actually take a monthly payment to get this, and I don't have to come out of my bank account or my savings or put it on that credit card? And then when they take that monthly payment, it creates a better homeowner experience.
Right.
Because they have more liquid in their monthly budget versus, oh, man, I just spent, you know, X amount dollars on this, and that really got into my savings. Now I may not be able to take that family trip.
Right.
Right. So, but it still goes back to us as contractors usually getting in their own way. And usually putting it out there saying, hey, here's the price, let you figure out how to pay for it. Versus the contractors that come in and say, we have these different payment options to help you get this. And with each level that I'm going to offer you, here's a payment to show you what you can achieve with this. Those contractors, for some reason, always win more jobs.
Right, because they make it easy to do business with.
That's correct.
I mean, I ask this question to contractors all the time. Do you think an automobile dealership would last in your marketplace if they did not offer financing? And I get the same reaction from every contractor I talk to. They start to laugh and they say no. And then I say, well, okay, let's look at home service industries. Could a window company last without offering payments? Could a roofing company last without offering payments? Why do we think the HVAC industry is any different?
It's not.
Right.
It's not. You can go to almost any retail website, being like a big chain store, and whatever you put in your cart at that site, whether it's, you know, certain amount of groceries, you could actually finance that with payments.
Yeah.
You know, so if it's like that with every single thing else in our life, why is it that in the HVAC industry it seems so tough?
Right.
Right? So the more I look at and the more I connect with contractors across the country, the more of them are starting to understand and see it because they experience it every day in their life. They're really starting to adopt it more. We've seen more and more contractors adopt financing every single day versus, you know, 3 years ago. you know, it's been truly amazing to see the evolution of the mindset of the contractor of just going in, look, I'm here to provide a solution to somebody's problem. Because essentially when that phone rings and that CSR answers that phone and then they dispatch a call out, that's because that homeowner was calling, they have a problem. I don't remember last time being a homeowner calling an HVAC company saying, I just want to let you know my air conditioner's blowing cold and it's running great.
Right.
You know, I can't remember that time. I don't know if it may happen to people. It's never happened to me, right? But it may happen. But when they call, there's a need and there's a problem. And every contractor out there are used to solving their problems. Because when nobody wants to be sweating on their couch, right, or when they come home from a hard day's work and they sit in their favorite chair with that big glass of sweet tea or whatever their bag is, right? Mm-hmm. And they want to be comfortable. So that's essentially what HVAC contractors really provide, is a true home comfort. But they give them options on other things. But when they come in and say, hey, we have options to help you get this. You know, they've already went in for that need to provide that solution to that problem. And then you provide another solution to another problem, and is how they're able to pay for it.
So let's talk a little bit about GoodLeap. I remember when I was on the contracting side over 20 years ago now, when it came to financing, and we financed a lot, over 70% of our jobs are financed, but I had to go get a paper credit app. People had to write down their social security number on a piece of paper and give it to me. Imagine how safe that is. Mm. And then I would go back to my office and I would fax it into the bank.
Yeah.
And then I would wait for a day or two to see if it was approved. They would send back an approval to me. And then I had to go back with this complicated form and I had to fill it out. I literally had a financial calculator and I had to calculate the total of payments. I had to calculate, you know, what the monthly investment was going to be, the interest. And if I didn't have every box filled out right, that meant I had to go back and redo it. Otherwise, the bank wasn't going to accept it. And we still financed 70% of our jobs back then. But for a contractor that maybe hasn't offered financing before or remembers back what it used to be like and says, I'm not doing that again, how does GoodLeap make it easier for a contractor today than that?
Great question, Ben. Before I answer that question, though, I think you just realized why contractors did not want to implement financing.
It was extra paperwork. It was hard.
You know, I mean, nobody wants callbacks, and essentially you have to go back out there. That was a callback on the finance side,
right,
not a callback on the product
side, right?
So, but, you know, GoodLeap makes it very, very simple and easy for a contractor. We have a point-of-sale app, you know, that's very, very simple and easy to navigate and run through. You hand it to the homeowner to utilize and fill it all out. It takes, you know, up to a couple minutes to fill that out. When they hit submit, you get an approval in 5 to 10 seconds.
Hmm.
So it's very quick, easy. It's paperless. There's no extra paperwork. That's been the biggest thing, really. I look back at when I was a contractor, and I looked at financing as almost like a necessary evil. You know, I needed it to offer that solution to the homeowner, but it came with, like you said, the facts, the extra paperwork and all that stuff. You know, that came with extra time that I had to do in the evenings and extra time after I was out in the field working in my day to day. And that's why a lot of contractors for many, many years have fought that whole finance key of implementing it in their daily business. But now with technology and the ease of use with smartphones, tablets, everything being right here at our fingertips and in the digital age we live in, right? That has really streamlined that process, and it becomes, now they're starting to realize it's not a bunch of extra paperwork and a bunch of extra headache in the evenings. It's more of, now I can use this as a tool, right? So the more contractors that really look at this as a tool, the same way they look at their voltmeter and their gauges, but except for this tool is used in a different portion, not the discovery portion, not to, you know, the diagnostic portion or the, you know, the install or anything. Now it's used as a tool in the conversation with Mr. and Mrs. Homeowner. And that tool is used to give them those options to help them get what they need.
You know, one of the things I look at in the contracting business, cash flow is king. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how many, I think every contractor has the story where they went out, did an install, homeowner wasn't there, or the installers forgot to collect, and now you're chasing that customer for a payment, and trying to, you know, close the accounts receivable that you have out there. And that can take a lot of time, mm-hmm. and it can put a lot of stress on a business, depending on how high your accounts receivable gets. When a majority of your contract customers finance, you get paid how quickly with GoodLeap?
24 to 48 hours after completion.
Okay, so 48 hours after the job's done, mm-hmm. I'm getting the funds electronically submitted into my bank account.
Yes, sir.
And so that's peace of mind, too. I get the job done. I get paid. I don't have to go chase a homeowner. I don't have to do any of the other things. I think one of the other fears contractors have, though, is all of that's fine and dandy, but what do I do? I give them the app. The homeowner fills it out, and now all of a sudden it comes back that they're declined.
Oh, that's a wonderful
question.
That's
a reason why I think a lot of contractors are scared. They don't know how to handle that situation.
That's correct. Well, we have three layers of support
okay. At
GoodLeap. You know, we have an AI assistant mm-hmm. That we built out. It's really awesome. It's right there on your fingertips.
Mm-hmm.
Its name is Dee Dee.
Mm-hmm.
And they can actually text Dee Dee, the loan ID, and Dee Dee will give them a very brief generic reason for the decline.
Okay.
You know, it walks a line that doesn't cross a line, mm-hmm. right? Now, we also have the second layer of support is our business development rep.
Mm-hmm.
Each contractor gets assigned a business development rep here, and they have a cell number that they can text or call at that. We also have another layer of a customer support line that's open 12 plus hours a day,
mm-hmm.
even on Sundays. So that's with three layers of support, we're here to help contractors understand this better and help and aid them, because I've been in that situation. Now, back when I was a contractor, you got a decline, you had to call an 800 number, right? You had to sit in line, et cetera. And it sometimes we just wasn't able to get to it and for another couple of days. Well,
yeah.
A lot of times I may have lost that sale during mm-hmm. that time. That becomes a pain point. Right, because contractors, especially when it gets warm, especially in the HVAC market, they're moving and shaking day in and day out.
Yep.
They got a lot of things to do, and the last thing they need to do is worry about following up on finance things. We want to make it as seamless and easy as possible for that contractor to be an adversary with them.
Yeah, absolutely. And those layers of support are key. You guys do something kind of unique, different than a lot of other financial institutions in terms of how you approve homeowners. Can you mm-hmm. talk a little bit about that?
Well, we pull from all three credit bureaus.
Yeah.
And it's a soft credit check.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that gives us more opportunity for a true look at how the homeowner mm-hmm. is to be able to approve that loan. So with all of that put in place, that's what really makes us unique.
And I think the way it's been explained to me is you guys actually will look at all three scores,
mm-hmm.
and you throw out the two lowest, and you just go off of the highest. And sometimes those can vary greatly between the three different bureaus that somebody's on.
It could, yes.
And so it increases the approval chances because of the way that you guys do it, where other financial institutions may just look at one particular score and not take a look at all three and give the customer the benefit of the doubt, saying, hey, we're going to go off of the highest score that you have here.
That's correct. Well, by us looking at all three, we get a true look at the profile.
Yeah.
You know, so we really understand the homeowner at that point.
And I think you also, you don't just approve up to the amount that's being asked for.
No, we have a blanket approval.
Yes.
You know, from $25,000 up to $55,000.
So that homeowner, once they're approved, maybe they were looking at a base efficiency system, or maybe they weren't looking at the IAQ solutions, or they weren't looking at the ductwork modifications or whatever else it may be. It lets the homeowner know, hey, you've got some more room here. Is there anything else that you want to take care of while we're in the home taking care of this particular system problem that you have?
Absolutely, Ben. So with a max approval amount that the homeowner sees. It gives the contractor an opportunity to have that conversation with the homeowner. Or a lot of times what we find is the homeowner has the conversation with the contractor. You know, when they apply for a certain dollar amount, like you said, a baseline system, they may, when they see that max approval amount, they may say, hey, I may want to look at that next level.
Yep.
And so you think about the impact that has on the contractor. Just that one little piece, that could be, you know, X amount more on every single job just by having that max approval.
Absolutely. Rick, do you have any final words of wisdom or thoughts that you want to share, you know, from one HVAC contractor to another that you'd like to share with the other contractors that may be listening to this right now?
Absolutely. The number one thing I would say is just create a process and go to market with your process. I think a lot of times we all get in our own way, and it's, I mean, it's all in our own nature to do that, right? So create a process, train on your process, implement your tools in that process, and go to market with it and live by it. Don't just do it just to do it. Actually live by it and implement it and drive it and train on it. Big thing is training. Investing into your people will drive exactly what you want to drive.
Well, thank you so much for being here. Mm-hmm. It is a gorgeous day here at Daikin Park.
It is.
And, you know, for all of you that are out there, if you like this episode, please go ahead and hit that like button. Mm-hmm. Also, make sure you hit the follow button so you can be informed of all of the upcoming episodes that we have. Until next time.
It's actually a very safe refrigerant.
Daikin wants to be involved in the community.
Making another touch point to build my brand.
So the first question we ask everyone is,